Good afternoon. My name is Robin and I'm one of the owners of the Wyndham House Retreat. I'd like to welcome you to the third in a series of webinars. If you didn't get a chance to see either of the first two webinars, please speak to the person who introduced you. I'm sure they'll be delighted to send you the link. The first one was on property investment in general. The second one was about our company and the difference of working with us. And this third one today is why you should consider buying a property in Spain. If you did get to see one of the first two webinars and you notice a big difference in this one, that's because during the lockdown, I was challenged to a charity shave your hair off, which I've obviously done. So unfortunately, you're going to have to put up with me looking like a mole. Most probably for a couple of months, I think I'm going to look like this. At the end, I'll be delighted to answer any questions you have. For those of you who aren't used to the software, if you have a look on your screen, you'll see a little orange arrow. If you click on the orange arrow, then a box will come up for questions. Why, whatever questions you've got at any point during the webinar today, and when I get to the end, I'll be delighted to answer them. So, without further ado, I'm going to move on. The first thing we're going to talk about is, as I say, why you should consider buying in France. The first few slides are a recap of the first two webinars, so bear with me if you were here before. So, undeniably, we're currently in difficult times. The purpose of this webinar, as I said last time, isn't to make light of the current situation, but it is important to bring some perspective to the current situation and make sure we're all aware that things will get better, things will improve. There is always a dawn after the darkness, and that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about the opportunities which are going to come after the current crisis. So at the moment, undeniably, the stock markets are crashing. The governments are trying to stimulate economy, so they're reducing interest rates, which has a knock-on effect on the interest rates you'll get in a bank. The other big issue with the stock market is not only are they crashing and going down, but with stock, it can be wiped out completely overnight. Anyone who invested in Enron or any of those companies in the past will know how this happens, and people could lose their whole life savings in the stock market. And I want to talk in a minute about how that's very different with property. But on top of the current issues, we have lockdown in many European countries where people have had to stop work and are staying in their houses, which is obviously causing a lot of concern. However, this isn't the first of coronaviruses which have happened. For example, there were SARS and MERS before. Now, admittedly, they weren't as prolific as the current coronaviruses, but they were solved and they've almost gone completely away today. On top of that, the original area where the first epicenter was in the Wuhan area, and the Chinese government have dealt with that absolutely superbly. And now, when you look at the WHO figures, you see that the Chinese new cases have dropped absolutely dramatically, so much, in fact, that they're lifting the lockdown restrictions. Many other countries are going that way. So, what we've got is a situation where the stock market's crashed. Bank interest rates have dropped dramatically. People have had to be locked down in their houses for weeks, possibly months. But when that finishes, when people are allowed back out again, virtually every single consultant and specialist I've seen is saying there will be a tourism boom. People will want to get out of their houses. They want to explore again. They will want to live life. And that is the opportunity we're talking about. The stock market's been crashed. The banks are offering virtually no money, but people want to go and live their lives again. And that's undeniably going to happen. And when that happens, we are going to have a wonderful opportunity, which I'm going to talk about a little bit later. However, not only have we had the lockdowns, you've also got the government pay initiative. So although people have had to work in their homes, certainly in the United Kingdom, and I know in Spain and France and other European countries, the government have actually subsidized people so that they get some wages while they're staying at home. So it isn't that people had to stay at home and not have any wage. The governments have, for once, stepped in and looked after their people, which is obviously positive. As I mentioned, in China, where the original epicenter happened, the lockdowns have now been released. Even in Spain, today is the first day where people are allowed to go back to work. So things are improving all over Europe. Things are getting better. And the difference between the stock markets and the banks is that property is safe, secure, and profitable. Whereas with the stock market, as I mentioned earlier, you can lose all of your money overnight. That's almost impossible with property. Property will always have a residual value. So it's safe and it's stable. And the rental returns you're going to get through renting out your properties vastly outperform anything you'll ever get from the bank. So with property, it's safe. With property, it's secure, and it's far more profitable from the banks. That is what I want to talk to you today. So moving on, who are we? Well, we have been involved in the sale and construction of over 3,000 properties worldwide. Picture that just came up was a marina we're involved on the Black Sea coast. Absolutely stunning. Those 3,000 countries, as I say, have been in over 10 different, 3,000 properties in over 10 different countries. But we were building a lot of properties for people who asked us to build a specific type of property for them. And that was great. People would go on holiday, they'd have a glass of red wine on a terrace, and they'd fall in love with the location they're in. But while they were staying there, and while they were falling in love, they decided they wanted to buy a holiday home there. And they bought one, and they would come to us, and they'd ask us to design a house for them and build it in a particular way. And that's what we did. However, after a few years, we found that things were changing for people. Maybe they decided they didn't want to go back to their holiday home every year. Maybe their children decided they now wanted to go to Ibiza. And the holiday home which they believed they were going to attend all the time, they stopped going to quite so much. But while that's happening, the holiday home still had to have insurance, still had to have maintenance, still had to be looked after, and was turned out to be a burden to them. So people were buying holiday homes because they dreamed of it. But when they were owning it, they were finding that it wasn't quite the dream they wanted. So what was happening was people were coming to us and say, absolutely love the holiday home you built for us. Thank you very much. But we don't want to use it quite so much as we did now. We're just going to go there once a year. Could you rent it out for us? And we were finding ourselves in a dilemma because we were building the properties people were asking for, but they weren't actually the properties they needed. Because what they needed was a property which, when they weren't using it, they could rent out to cover all of the costs they had with home ownership and generate them an income. So it's what I called the holiday home trap. People falling in love with the concept, but not thinking of what happens there afterwards. So what we did was basically we went and did some study and looked at an old idea, but brought it to a new concept, which is you build a very sexy hotel with a load of facilities which people want to go and stay at. You then build your holiday homes around the hotel. The reason for this is simple. When you go and stay in your holiday home, because it's in the grounds of a superb resort hotel, you get a far better experience. You get to use all of the facilities. But the real beauty is when you're not staying in your holiday home, you give it back, you lease it back to the hotel operator, and the hotel operator will then rent out your holiday home for you. And not only will it cover all your costs, it generates your income. So the holiday home which originally people were buying, which could become a burden later on, now they have a far better quality experience when they go and stay in their home, but it also makes them money when they're not using it. It's an absolutely stunning idea. It's how holiday homes should be. Enjoyable, profitable. It's the way of the future. So, also a bit about our company. The resorts we're building, for example, the French development we're talking about at the moment, we have no bank or finance charges over the site. There's no charges if you check any of the land registry. Now, the reason for that is very, very simple. Normally, you'll get a developer who will buy a plot of land and put down a deposit, and then they borrow the rest of the money to build the resort. But because they borrowed money from the bank, they have to pay the bank or finance house, whatever it is, interest payments. And just as with your own mortgages, if you have a mortgage on your own house, if you can't keep up with those interest payments, then the bank or the finance house can come and take the asset. In this case, they would be taking the asset of the developer, which means everybody could lose their holiday homes. With us, that's impossible because we don't have any bank or finance charges where we have to pay interest rates to a bank. The only returns we have to pay are to our customers, who in essence own the resort anyway. So it's a lot safer and it's more secure. Also, we always make sure we work with the best partners that we can. And the slide coming up in a minute will explain that to you. And very importantly, we have lifetime aftercare. Not only do we sell you your properties, but we also have a rental and a management and a resale department. So the company who you buy your property for asks the same company you'll be renting your property through, managing your property through, and who will be selling it on for you at a later date. We truly believe in a 360-degree lifetime aftercare policy. And here's some of the developments we've been involved in the past. There's a development in Malaysia there, absolutely stunning. That was Lazier. Oh, the marketing department have been having fun with this slide today. Things are blowing in every way. There's the marina I was talking about, a stunning ski resort in Pamporovo in Bulgaria. I can see the Brazilian development there. There's a wide eclectic mix. However, moving back to the subject of our presentation today, why should you consider France? Well, first of all, let's look about tourism, because we are a touristic resort. And I've already spoken about when the current crisis moves on, there's undoubtedly going to be a property boom. And that's because it's really important to understand that tourism has proven itself over decades now to have an unparalleled ability to recover from crisis. If you have a look at the graph below, you'll see that tourism has had continued expansion despite the shocks. And if you have a look at those shocks there, you see you've got SARS there, which was a coronavirus. You'll also see there that you've got the global economic crisis around 2008-2009. Yet, despite those two huge impacts, and there's been other ones such as the Iceland volcano, etc., tourism is growing and is expected to continue to rise because people in everyday modern life, as we become more wealthy, and it's undoubtedly the world is becoming more wealthy, you have more opportunity to explore, use your leisure time, and to go and have tourism. So this graph shows that tourism increases no matter what the crisis happens. So before we begin, it's really important to talk about the golden rule of property investment. And I apologize if any of you were in the last two webinars and you see me say this a few times, but it really is the crux, the most important thing of any aspect of property investment. If you ignore this rule and you get any of this wrong, it's very unlikely you will ever make any money from property investment. So if you are looking at buying a property and making some money from it, you do not matter. Sounds harsh, but it's true. You do not matter because no one in the world has ever made a penny by buying a property. Fact. You can only ever make money if you can sell it or you can rent it. Now that sounds common sense, but for many people it's not. Many people will go and buy a property and they'll put some of their heart into it, but they want to make some investment out. They want to make money out of it. But they buy the property for them. The problem with that is, it's not them who's going to buy it off. It's not them who's going to rent it off them. So if when you're buying a property, you want an aspect of investment in relation to it, you have to make sure you're buying a property, someone will want to rent from you and someone will want to buy from you. Now, unfortunately, we're all humans, and generally, we all have a degree of arrogance about us. And because we like a property, we'll always think someone else will like it, someone else will rent it. But that's not particularly true. And even if it is true, you may well find someone. But what you want is the maximum amount of people who will want to rent it, and the maximum amount of people who will want to buy it from you. So you make sure the property which you're going to buy with an investment angle will appeal to the most amount of people. It's incredibly important. So why did we choose France? Well, the figures I've got here are for the 10 most visited countries in the world. And it's incredibly interesting. Number 10 comes Thailand, then Germany, Turkey. Seventh, the United Kingdom. I thought that was higher. Sixth, Mexico, Italy, beautiful. China. Only third, United States of America. So you've got two places left. Second is Spain. And number one, the number one place which is visited in the world is France. So if you go back to the earlier slide, and you're only going to make money if you can sell your property or you can rent your property. And as we discussed, you want to make sure you buy your property in an area where the maximum amount of people are going to rent it and the maximum amount of people are going to want to buy it from you. There can't be anywhere better in the world than to pick the country which the most people visit. And here we go. There's the graph showing it to you in the nicest colors. And as you can see, France is number one there. So it's got to be the best place in the world to buy a property if you're looking at safe, secure, profitable investment. So, first of all, I'm going to do some non-romantic facts about France. France is the world's fifth largest economy, as the Europe's leading business aviation airport. It's the Europe's leading freight airport. It also has Europe's second busiest airport in terms of passenger traffic. All of this goes with the fact that it's the most visited country in the world. As the second longest high-speed rail network in Europe, which is really important for us because our resort is only 5 kilometers away from a high-speed train network. France is ranked third in Europe for its road systems, and it's the leading European market for venture capital. So there, if you like, is the non-romantic, the businessy, I think, kind of boring stuff about France. But it's important to show how financially stable and secure and how successful France is. And that is a slide I kind of like a bit more. So why France from a romance angle? First of all, you've got the Eiffel Tower, the City of Love. Paris is synonymous with France. And Paris is also synonymous with being a city of love. Every year it's rated as the number one Valentine destination hotspot. And when you're thinking about a holiday home, it's really important to consider why people will want to go there. Now, as I just mentioned, our resort is 5 kilometers away from a train station with direct access to Paris. So not only do people just have to come to a resort, they can do a dual center break and go to the City of Love and explore Paris, climb the Eiffel Tower, see the Moulin Rouge, whatever, and then come down and stay at our resort. It's simple and safe and secure, and it's wonderful. So there we go, there's a picture of the Eiffel Tower there. Moving on, culture. On the Louvre, undoubtedly, France being such an ancient country, it's well known around the world for all of the cultural aspects, from the artists, the food, and we're going to talk about all of that in a minute. I don't know if any of you have had a chance to visit the Louvre or any of the national monuments in France, but the French know how to respect their history and their culture. Gourmet food. Now, this picture I show of the gourmet food here is actually from our resort. Within the resort, we have a wonderful Chateau Hotel, which you see behind me, this boutique hotel here. And the picture there is from a viewing trip one of our customers took, where we took the photo. Wine. Well, I'm using the word synonymous again, but undoubtedly, wine is synonymous with France. The food, the wine, it's what we're thinking about when you consider France. The cheese, nowhere in the world is a better selection of cheeses. The quality of life. When people think about France, you've got that rural, idyllic with, once again, the food and the wine and the culture and rolling green fields. France offers us an opportunity to come back to what we really wanted our worlds to be. Most of us don't generally want to live in a city, have fun in a city. But when you think about where your perfect idyllic place to grow up with a family is, it generally is in a rural location. And with the quality of life which they have in France, with the culture and the, say, the food and the wine, for me, it is the most idyllic place in the world to have a holiday. The artists, well, I think we've got a picture there coming up there, very famous water lilies. We love the French artists so much that each one of our buildings within the resort is named after, of the new buildings is named after a French artist. At the moment, we have a Renoir, a Monet, and Gauguin buildings currently being constructed. So, not only in France, but in a specific region called the Limousin. The Limousin is an area of outstanding natural beauty, and the picture you can see just behind the bullet points here goes to show that. We're very close to the ancient and modern city of Limoges. The reason I say ancient, you can see here the old buildings leaning over, a bit like Tudor buildings in England, they're so old, absolutely stunning, surrounding the most incredible cathedral. But also, it's a modern city with all of the facilities and everything you'd expect. I recently did a viewing trip with two agents, and we were walking through the ancient part of Limoges. It really is stunning. The buildings do lean over, and you feel like you're in a really ancient city. We walked out of the cathedral, we went to a little bar, I'll be honest, and then we walked around a corner, and suddenly there was a great big modern high street there. The transition between the two was quite extreme, but it's wonderful that you've got the touristic medieval cultural side, but you also do have a bustling modern city there as well. With 5 kilometers away from the site, you have the medieval town of La Citouen. Now, I really, really recommend you take the opportunity to have a look at La Citouen if you go there. It's got a traditional castle, I mean, a real castle called Brillet, with walls which are like 10 feet thick. But within the town itself, it's got medieval factors. It's got a cathedral built by the Knights Templars. It's got this amazing tower going up through the middle of the town. And at the bottom of the tower, there's a little bar. Now, in the bar, you've got to go into the bar. And if you speak to the barman, he'll smile at you nicely and buy a few beers. He'll give you a key. And the key is literally this big. And you go to this big wrought iron gate beside the bar. You put the key in, and it will take you up to this tower. And in the tower, there's lots of arrow slits. It was actually used during the siege. And it's just a beautiful, it really is a beautiful French town. I really recommend you take the opportunity to go there. But there's more than just medieval towns and ancient cities. The area is known as the Land of a Thousand Lakes. Some pictures here from Lac Saint-Badieu, which has a water park on the lake. You can go sailing, jet skiing, numerous water sport facilities. There's loads of lakes like that. But I like Lac Saint-Badieu because it's got a really beautiful beach on as well. So you've got the water park, you can spend the day on the beach, and then you could go swimming and sailing, and take advantage of all the water sports. On top of that, there's also other water parks there. I think there's one called. There's also the Bellevue Family Adventure Park nearby, near the city of Limoges. You've got the aquariums in Limoges. Museums. Limoges is very, very famous. The area is very, very famous for porcelain. There's some really stunning porcelain museums. But there's also other museums, because you're in the centre of France, and we've already talked about being one of the main cultural hubs of Europe. So, yes, you've got your water parks, and you've got your areas of outstanding natural beauty, and your cities, and your theme parks, etc. But you also have your museums. And on top of that, you've got a UNESCO World Heritage Site, which is the Aubusson Tapestries. I said Aubusson wrong. The French people in this are going to come back at the end and tell me off with the way I pronounced it. But trust me, please take the opportunity to go visit. It's absolutely stunning. So we've got the most visited country in the world, which is huge financial power behind it, as we discussed, which has hugely romantic connotations, which is incredibly important when you're thinking about tourism, and we're in an area of outstanding natural beauty with a huge range of things to do there. I mean, I've just touched the surface there. So, what are we? Who is the developer? Well, here's a picture of the estate. In essence, if you have a look there, you can see we have this wonderful boutique chateau. When we first bought the site, the chateau was basically dilapidated, but we've renovated it into an upscale hotel, which is working and operating today. And nearby is the village. Within the village, we're building a range of apartments and a huge range of facilities. In essence, what we're doing is we're taking the Centre Park concept of building a resort aimed at families, but bringing it to a more upscale market. I love Centre Parks. I've got a range of children. When I go to Centre Parks, I spend time there I had a three-year-old, my three-year-old could be entertained and my 18-year-old could be entertained. So families go there and they can reconnect. However, there's no doubt that the Centre Parks experience is generally a three-star experience. So what we're doing is we're bringing the whole concept of Centre Parks, but bringing it more upscale. Now, the reason we chose Centre Parks is simple. Centre Parks is the most successful hotel chain in Europe. It has over 90% occupancy rates. And the reason it can do this is for two reasons. Number one, it has a huge range of facilities, far more than your average hotel or resort, so that people can use the facilities whether it's raining or whether it's sunny. But secondly, their marketing is aimed purely at Gil. they always put their resorts in a rural area, somewhere green, somewhere lush, somewhere beautiful. And all their adverts will show a family in a city working really hard and not connecting. Then they go to centre parks and they reconnect as a family. They're cycling, they're fishing, they're spending time having meals together. They're doing everything every family wishes they did. And I don't think there's a single family in Europe, in fact, I don't think there's a single family anywhere in the world where the parents feel they spend enough time with their children. But that is the concept behind us. So the resort, we have over 1 million square meters of land. We have full planning for over 300 apartments and forest villas within the resort. We have a vast array of facilities I'm going to talk about in a minute, an 18-hole golf course, a stunning spa chateau. Now, I'll say stunning spa chateau. This is a whole 16th century turreted chateau given over to just being a spa. Not only is the whole of the chateau just a spa, we have a swimming pool within the spa. So you start swimming within the building, and then the swimming pool goes outside of the building. So you end up swimming outside. So when it's really cold, you may have to snow outside in the cold air, but the water's really hot. I don't know if you've ever tried this in one of the Scandinavian spas, but it's very common there. And you have the steam rising up from the pool, and you'll be laying back with your glass of champagne, looking at a stunning view when it's cold outside. Absolutely idyllic. And that's important because too often in a hotel, a spa is an afterthought. With us, the spa is meant to be a journey. You're meant to feel incredible, and it's all about making your customer feel special. If you want to be successful in tourism, you have to make your customers feel special. Phase one, which is boutique chateau and also completed apartments, already finished and operating. As I say, we have finished buildings, we have finished apartments, and we have over 60 apartments now, which are at roof level. And as I mentioned, this beautiful operating boutique chateau. I mentioned earlier that we find it really important to work with good partners. So our construction partner here is Eiffage. Now Eiffage are the fifth largest construction company in the whole of Europe, and they're overseeing the construction on all of the site. So we picked a partner who is big enough and experienced enough to build the resort on time and correctly. Secondly, we're not just managing the hotel ourselves, we partnered with Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, and this is incredibly important because Wyndham is the largest hotel chain in the world. You may not know the name specifically because the name Wyndham is usually used in America and in the Far East. But if you have a look at some of these hotel brands here, which are owned by Wyndham, you'll see how large they are. And we're really, really happy to be working with them. Not only do we get to benefit from all of their training and their management expertise and all of the support that the largest hotel chain in the world can give you. We had to go through a very rigorous process when we were looking at the hotel, and they made a lot of changes to the way we designed the hotel to make sure it'd be successful. But Wyndham is famous for the MICE market. And MICE means meetings, incentives, conferences, and exhibitions. Now, the days of going to a conference and having the delegates sitting in a big room, listening to the boring man like me with maybe a mole head, presenting to them and then giving them a limp sandwich at lunchtime, are gone. Nowadays, when delegates go to a conference, not only do they expect to be entertained, they expect to have facilities and they have things they can do once they've finished having the presentations. And that is why Wyndham loved our concept. We have the resort with a huge amount of facilities so that we have the golf and we have the spa. So they can bring the delegates to us, and they're going to be excited, and they're going to have an excellent time when outside of the presentations. Indeed, our location, which is right in the centre of France, is perfect for the MICE market, being close to the high-speed train, which direct links to Paris, only 40 minutes away from an international airport. And finally, the other advantage with Wyndham is they have over 69 million loyalty card members worldwide. That's 69 million people who are loyal to the Wyndham brand who come visit us. So, just a brief talk about the on-site facilities. As I mentioned, we have the 18-hole golf course, we have a stunning spa, we've got fresh room facilities. I'm gonna run through a lot of these in a minute anyway, but it gives you an idea if you have a quick look at some of the facilities which we've got on site to ensure that people have an absolutely amazing stay. Here's a picture of the current construction. As I say, this isn't an off-plan development. We're not saying we will build this in the future. We have finished parts of the resort. And the rest of the resort is well underway, as you can see from these pictures here. This is another picture of the main wedding chateau. We have some stunning weddings there and lots of events. We have a wonderful team there with Gail and Stephanie, who manage the chateau and bring in all the resorts. And if you get to go on a viewing trip, I'll talk a bit later, please take the time to go see them. They're really wonderful people. Here's some of the food. I showed you some of the food earlier. I believe that photo was actually taken by me on a viewing trip. There's the stunning spa chateau we discussed. Not only do we have the off-plan buildings, which we're going to talk about in the building, which in other words are the brand new buildings, we also have a range of character buildings, which were built about 1896, they started. They've got a huge amount of character, and we're renovating these into making really bespoke apartments. Absolutely stunning. This is a completely finished building. And here's the new buildings. As you can see, if you look at this picture here on the left with the huge windows in some of them, on a corner window there, bringing in lots of light and taking advantage of the views. The whole resort is bordered by an arboretum to one side. And in autumn, it's just a resplendent mix of all of the golds and browns and oranges. It truly is incredible. And it's so important that the apartments have a lot of light taking advantage of that beauty. Here's some finishings in our finished apartments. I'm very anti, the whole concept of our company is very anti what traditionally you'll find in hotels. Whereas if you go to, say, a Hilton, I don't mean to pick on Hilton, but any big brand, and you go to one in Istanbul, furniture will generally be exactly the same as if you went to one in Paris to if you went to one in London. Now, what we believe is when you go on holiday to a particular country, you should know you're in that country, and you should have a feel that you're within that country. So our furniture is aimed at traditional French furniture, so you will feel like you're in France. It's of the same standards as an upscale hotel, but it has a certain flair about it, which would make you know that you were in a French hotel, as opposed to a generic hotel anywhere in the world. Some more pictures of furnishings there. Now the fishing, we have three fishing lakes. You see some pictures of the fish here. Ah, that middle one is absolutely huge. I'm glad I wasn't the person who caught that. But as I said, we have three fishing lakes. And interestingly, in the United Kingdom, fishing is the largest participation sport there is. In other words, more people who actually actively do a sport do fishing. Now, I only know the things for the United Kingdom, but I imagine it's pretty similar around Europe. So having three huge fishing lakes will guarantee there's a huge amount of people who will want to come and take advantage of the opportunity there, certainly when you see the size of those fish. We have a huge range of outdoor sports facilities. You've got the cycling, the trim trip, the jogging, everything you would expect from a centre park style experience. An indoor aquatic centre, well, the name says what it is. Not only have you got the gyms in there, but you've also got the pools both inside and out, water slides, lazy rivers. We all know what an aquatic centre and a centre park style resort is. It's incredibly important. The 1,600 square metre kids' adventure zone. I love this. It's aimed on the Three Musketeers. Themed on the Three Musketeers. Within the building, you have another restaurant aimed at families who maybe don't want to eat in one of the a la carte restaurants. But it's a huge range of facilities and for things to do. So if it's raining outside, your children are going to be entertained. Now, talking a little bit about the returnings and how it works. Hopefully, I've shown you how the resort is stunning. It's aimed at the most successful hotel chain in Europe. We're partnered with the largest hotel chain in the world. We're using the fifth largest hotel chain in Europe to build the resort. We have no bank or finance charges on any of the land. And we're not talking just off plan. We are currently building the resort at the moment. But if you remember, the whole concept was to get away from a holiday home trap, was we want to encourage people to give us their property so that we can rent them out. So therefore, we give you returns. If you rented it for your property and you give it to us to rent out for you, these are the returns that we will give you. For the first year, we'll give you a 5% return on the price of the property you pay. The reason we do that is a lot of our properties are off plan. So it may take a year to build. And during that year, whilst it's being built and it can't be rented out, we will pay you 5%. Once the property is ready for rental, we'll give you a 6% guaranteed return for the next 5 years. Then for the 5 years after that, we give you an 8% return per annum. For the 5 years after that, year 6 to 11. But on top of those rental returns we're going to give you, we're so confident that your prices with property will go up in value that if after the 5th year you want to sell it and you want to give it to us to sell, then we guarantee that if we can't sell it for at least 125% of the price you paid, that we will give you an extra 1% per annum on your rental return. So in other words, you've owned it for 5 years, you've had all of these returns for 5 years, you've got to go and stay in your stunning resort. I think you should sell it on the open market at that point, because you're going to make more money, undeniably, selling on the open market. But if you don't want to sell it on the open market and you want to try and take the route of selling it through us, we guarantee that if we can't get at least 125% of the price you pay, then we'll increase your rental returns. And there's no way to play of knowing that your estate agent, for want of a better word, is incentivized to sell your property than knowing that if they don't, they've got to give you more money every year in rental. Imagine if the estate agent or realtor in Daniel High Street said, if we don't sell your property for 6 months, we're going to give you a rental return. It's a really, really exciting and exceptional opportunity. And on top of that, if after 10 years, you want to give us your property to sell and we can't sell it for at least 150% of the price you paid, we'll give you another extra 1%. So after 10 years, if you want to give the property back to us to sell and we can't sell it for 150% of the price you paid, we'll increase your rental return again. I'm sure a lot of you have quickly done the maths on that. So what we're saying is we're basically guaranteeing that we will sell it with a 5% capital appreciation per year for the 10 years. Or we have to pay you more money as a rental return. And we sell in two different ways. Full ownership, which is where you buy the property in your own name or in any company name of your choice. It's the traditional way of owning a property. Or fractional. Now, fraction is exceptionally exciting. And if you want to know more about fractional, please speak to the person who introduced you to the webinar today. But in essence, with fractional, you have a UK company which buys a property outright. And that UK company has 13 memberships or 13 owners. When you buy a fraction, you're buying one of those memberships. So in other words, you're owning part of the company which owns the property. So in both systems, you get to see the title deed for the property. In both systems, you have true ownership. But the difference with fractional is you're only buying 1/13th of it. Now, 13 goes into 52 four times. So in essence, what that means is you're owning an amount of the property which will entitle you to use it for 4 weeks of the year, which, to be honest, is generally far more than most people get to go on holiday each year, or certainly go on holiday abroad. And the other advantage of fractional is you're not in any disadvantage if you buy a fraction financially. In other words, the price of a fraction is the price of a whole unit divided by 13. Now, here's the really beautiful thing about fraction. What that means is you get to buy a holiday home, which maybe you could never afford outright, but you get to buy something you could never normally afford to buy, which will make you, it is something, the best thing about fraction, it gives people the chance to have an aspirational property. And that's what I love about it, with no detriment to the fact they can't afford the whole property. So I love fractional. It's safe, secure, profitable, and you're no detriment from buying a fraction if you don't buy a full unit. Of course, some people like to buy the whole property and own it themselves, but I love fractions. I think it really is the way forward with holiday home ownership. So, our special offer. Obviously, we currently have lockdown, and that means that people can't travel. Now, the way it would normally work when you're buying a property is it only costs €500 to reserve a fraction. Or to reserve a property, a full property, it costs €1,000. Now, before you get to that point, you have received all the information from the salesperson you're speaking to. You receive blank contracts and draft contracts, so you get to see absolutely everything about your property. But once you've seen everything, and only when you feel comfortable, then you get to reserve your property. We've put that booking fee, which, as I mentioned, is €500 for a fraction and only €1,000 for a full unit. Then all your paperwork is created and we start the process of you owning your home. However, we're very aware at the moment that people can't travel to go on a viewing trip. And we're going to talk about viewing trips in a minute. So some people don't feel comfortable moving forward until they get to go and see the site and see everything I'm talking about here. And we fully understand that. Now, normally, once you've paid your deposit, your reservation deposit, you get the paperwork, and it'd be, say, 2 to 4 weeks before you needed to make a full deposit and start buying property. But because of the current lockdown situation, what we're doing is a special offer is saying, if you don't want to, you don't have to pay any more money towards your property until the lockdown is removed and you can travel to France. That doesn't mean you can't, it just means you don't have to. Now, what that means is, it means you're not going to lose out. And when I say lose out, with any property development, with any resort you're building, the original returns you're offered at day one and the prices are different to the prices at the end. As more of the resort gets built, the properties get more expensive and the rental returns go down. It's very normal with every resort development in the world. And if I bring you back to the first few slides, we were talking about the tourism boom, which is going to happen when lockdown finishes. That's undeniably going to happen. So you're going to have a boom. You're going to have lots of people who've decided, I'm not going to be stuck in my house again. I want to get out. I want to go travel the world. I want that holiday home I've always talked about. So when that happens, you're going to have lots of people buying. Now, the advantage of reserving now is you get to lock down the price. You get to lock down the rental return. So when all these people take advantage of the lockdown finishing, you get the returns I've talked about now, and not the lesser returns and the higher prices, which are undeniably going to happen very soon. But because you've reserved your property, you don't have to pay anything else until you've visited the site. So as I've just said, you get to get in now before the inevitable boom is going to happen. And once you have paid your deposit on the property, we pay your first payment upfront of 5%. Find me a bank today which will offer you 5%. So, viewing trips. You wouldn't buy a car without test driving, but most people wouldn't anyway. So I think it's really important that you do some form of viewing trip before you consider reserving a property. I've talked a lot about the resort. I've talked about France and why you should consider buying in France. You see the transparent picture behind of how stunningly beautiful the area is. But it's fully understandable that you want to see something. You want to see what's actually happening. And because of the borders at the moment, it's not going to be able to do that. So what we've done is recorded a video. Now, this video is a drone video of the site. It was taken recently. It shows buildings under construction. It shows the buildings which are finished. It shows the golf courses. It shows the lakes. It shows the whole resort. Unfortunately, at the start of it, you get to see me speaking again, although I have hair in that video. But you get to see the whole resort, and you get to truly feel what the resort is like. And I really thoroughly recommend it, even if what we're talking about now isn't quite for you, take the opportunity to have a look at the viewing trip video. For those of you who don't want to wait until they can attend the site, we've created this video for you here, and it's a picture hopefully come up any second there. So there's the picture of what it will look like. It's a fly-through video, as I say. There's a link at the bottom. Now, don't worry if you can't take that link down now. The person who introduced you to this webinar today will be delighted to give you the link, just as they'll be delighted to give you the link for the first two webinars, which we did. So to summarize, things are tough now, but they're going to get better. There's undeniably going to be a tourism boom. If you're thinking about buying a holiday home, then it's best to buy it in a location in a country which has the most amount of people visiting in the world, because that's going to give you the best opportunity to rent it and to sell it. Our resort is in the most visited resort in the world. We're partnered with the largest hotel chain in the world, and we're using the business model of the most successful hotel chain within Europe. We're very close to a high-speed train station. We have a huge range of things to do in the area, on top of having a huge amount of facilities. Our prices are going to increase, and our rental returns are going to drop. But you can secure your position now, reserve a property, and not have to pay anything else until the borders open, until you get to have a look at the property. And If you're not willing to wait for that and you want to secure your position, you can have a look at our recent video fly through. And when you do proceed, you get 5% return now, which is far better than you get from any bank. So thank you very much for taking the time to listen to me today. It's the first time I've done that presentation. So I apologize, I've got a few tongue-tied a few times. And as I say, I apologize for the haircut. So what I'm gonna do now is I'm gonna go over and see if you've got any questions. And I can see there are some questions. So the first question. Okay. There are... Okay. Will the bank still provide lending during the next 4 to 5 years of recession? Excellent question there. Well, first of all, that's very important for us because we're not getting any bank lending, so we don't borrow from the banks. But I presume your question there is in relation to will customers be able to borrow from banks? Well, undeniably, people would always be able to borrow from banks and financial institutions, otherwise the banks go bankrupt. However, when a bank would lend to a customer, generally what they will do is they will check the criteria of the person that they're able to repay the loan. This is one of the reasons I love fractions so much, because if someone is looking at buying a property and they're taking out a big mortgage, then that can put a burden on people. Whereas with fractional ownership, you put down roughly the same amount as you would put down on a deposit on a full property, yet you're not encumbering yourself with any debt, but you do still get the same returns. So if you've struggled to get finance in the current market, which is going to be possible, that's the beauty of fractional. You pay the same as the deposit as you would do if you bought the whole property, but you're not burdening yourself with any debt around your neck. Now, of course, lots of our customers, I'll be honest with you, the majority, don't get finance. If they're buying a whole unit, they do buy it outright. But if you're concerned about getting debt, then I don't think you should put yourself in any more debt. I think it's really important for people to look at the fractional route, where they don't put themselves at any risk, they put down the same deposit or less, and they still get to stay in exactly the same quality property. Next question. Can you send me the translation in French? Yes. I will get that arranged and I'll send that to you, Mary and I. Next question. Thank you very much. Jonathan. Okay, Jonathan. Will the construction be delayed because of the coronavirus? Yes. Point blank, yes. Up until the day when the French government stopped all workers and asked everybody to go home, we had lots of construction going on site. But since the French lockdown, we've had no construction on site. The day the lockdown finishes in France, then yes, we'll have all the builders back on site. So far, I think in France, we've been delayed by 3 weeks. The current date given by the French government for reopening, I believe, is the 11th of May. So that would mean a 2-month delay. However, it's really important to understand that in construction, you have mobilization. So when the construction teams left site, they packed everything up. And when they go back to site, which is going to happen, the world's going to go back to normal, then they're going to have to mobilize again. So if the date is the 11th of May, which is what the French government is saying now, I wouldn't expect really construction to get back into full flow until the 11th of June, which will mean a 3-month delay. That's what I'm expecting at the moment. It all depends on when the French government allow people back. But I mean, there's great news. In China, as I say, they dropped a lot of the lockdowns now, and even Spain today, they've let everybody go back to work except for bars, restaurants, and public places. So the lockdowns are starting to be relaxed. Let's see the next question. Will there be a property market crash? Absolutely no idea. However, I think that's why it's incredibly important. So that question was from, I may have said your name wrong, Dimon. Incredibly important to consider tourism properties. The difference between buying a normal house and a tourism house is very, very simple. A normal house, you live in, and it doesn't generate you a return. A tourism property, part of the value is based on the returns you're gonna get from renting out the property. Now with us, our returns are guaranteed. So you can easily extrapolate the figures on what the EBITDA, or sorry, the net income you're gonna get from the property is to value your property. So you're quite right. There is no, at the moment, there is a chance there could be a drop in residential property values. I would say it's really, really important to realise that although the property prices may drop, they can't be wiped out as in shares. So it's a far safer opportunity. But I do think it's a really good point you brought up there, Lemon, is that tourism property is going to be far more profitable, safe and secure than residential property, because residential property you're not generating an income from.
Have you got any other questions?
No, I'll give it a few seconds, see if anyone else has got any more questions. Okay, it looks like that is about it. So, I'd like to thank you very much for attending this webinar today. We're doing it again later on. I assume none of you will want to see me speaking twice. We're going to be doing another one in 2 weeks' time. If you do have any further questions, which you didn't get a chance, which you think of later, please don't hesitate to send them in to your introducer. He'll pass them to us. They'll be delighted to answer them. And if you want to see that viewing trip video, or you want to see either the two previous webinars, we'd be delighted to show them to you. So thank you very much and have a wonderful rest of the day.